The Star Report with Sasha Star.
I've changed my mind.
About
Jansberg?
Oh, really?
No.
That was
quick. He's not breaking arms, but he has been arrested multiple times for battery, drug possession, several run-ins with the law. He has 6 children by 4 different women.
Sorry, what?
We're not
counting. There were too many numbers. What? Let's do that again.
6 kids.
Yeah.
4 women.
How? Okay. This is a family show. We cannot go into that.
We need to get the numbers to add up in my head.
Google my body, your body.
Okay, well, we're moving on to Priscilla. Kat, I think this was the story you wanted me to discuss with you yesterday.
What?
That Prince Eugenie is getting married tomorrow.
Is she?
She is. She's marrying Jack Brooksbank, who is involved in liquor. So I think that the...
So Shanash is going to be...
Yeah, he's
Eugenie Brooksbank.
Eugenie Brooksbank. Yeah, he is a liquor company executive. So I have no doubt that there will be an open bar at the wedding tomorrow. Prince George and Princess Charlotte are going to be page boys and brides... maids, respectively.
That's cute.
Flower girls, yes. And some interesting names are attending. So all of the grandchildren of Queen Elizabeth II, of which, of course, Eugenie is one. Also, the 6-year-old daughter of Robbie Williams is going to be a flower girl.
Oh, lovely. Robbie.
Robbie.
Hey, Robbie.
I wonder if he's performing. And her sister, Princess Beatrice, is going to be her maid of honor.
Is she going to wear ridiculous, what they're called, fascinators?
The maid of honor or the bride?
The maid of honor. Well, either.
No, I think Eugenie is going to show up proper. I mean, listen, she's got both Kate and Meghan to follow in terms of fashion. There's a lot of pressure on her right now.
I think she kind of lost the fashion battle a long time ago. I like to look at pictures of her and her sister just to see, you know.
Shame. Well, she's getting married at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle tomorrow. So, mazel tov and best wishes to her and her fiancé.
Mazel tov. That is mazel tov.
Yes.
The world needs more happy people.
Which is why I think that what Selena Gomez is doing is fantastic. She has checked herself in to a rehab center to deal with her anxiety and depression.
Selena
sort of a
Gomez.
Mental health facility, yes.
Why?
She's had a very tough time. She's been very vocal about her struggles with depression and anxiety. She had lupus, which also contributed. And then the lupus caused her kidney failure. And a friend of hers gave her
a transplant.
So this
isn't actually directly a result of dating Justin Bieber?
No, I think she's way past that, which is good to know.
Okay. All right, that's important to know.
And I think what's really wonderful is that it came on, or the news broke on World Mental Health Day.
Yeah.
And I think that for fans of Selena who may themselves be going through such issues, it's great to have a role model like her to see that these issues can be treated. And finally, I'm just going to say that, do you remember when Lorde cancelled on her Israeli fans?
Yes, and there was a huge thing like, meh, we're not going to support Lorde anymore.
Exactly. So
yes.
This is in
but
June.
But she did like a whole, it was so badly handled.
It was terrible. It was terrible. She died with the BDS back in June. But you'll be pleased to know that fans actually took BDS activists to court because of this. And the Jerusalem Magistrates Court has now ruled that 2 New Zealand BDS activists have to pay damages totaling 45,000 shekels. And I think that's quite a victory.
That's quite amazing. It's 135,000 rand.
Exactly. And that
is
a star report.